103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. It is The Sod Show with Brian Green, Peter Donegan, Katrina Redmond, and we'd be nothing without you, the listener. Thanks for listening to The Sod Show here on Dublin City FM. We're brought to you in association with our sponsors, greensacks.ie. They've got compostable bags for your home and for garden. Check them out at greensacks.ie on the internet. Check them out in the supermarket where you can drop greensacks into your shopping trolley. Give them a try for your brown bin and organic disposal. Today, Peter Donegan will be talking with Mary Minnock about a product called Soil Renewal. Don't go away, that's coming up in a moment. If you want to get in touch with The Sod Show, you can do so on Twitter at Sod Show, on Facebook, The Sod Show. Sodshow.com/news is where Katrina puts all the blog things. And you can also email us info@sodshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love hearing from listeners all the time. So let's get straight to it. Today's interview is Peter Donegan in discussion with Mary Minnock about the product Soil Renewal.
If you are wondering where I am and the ambient sounds, I am at Ballyboghill Pitch and Putt Club. You could not find, I don't know, some people do it in studios, and I think on this one we just had to find a place outside and do it. Weather aside, in my company is
Mary Minnock from Soil Renew Ireland.
Mary Minnock from Soil Renew Ireland. Okay, before we go any further, Mary, if people want to find out a little bit more about your product and they're on their smartphone and they're listening live, or they're listening in podcast on the dart or on the bus or on the train coming from Galway going to Dublin for no apparent reason bar a bit of shopping, what website should they hit?
It's very simple, www.soilrenewireland.ie.
Soilrenewireland.ie. Okay, Mary, break it down to me. Are you of a horticultural background? Are you a farmer's daughter? Did you inherit a bit of land? Or did you just somehow or another fall into the industry that is Soil Renew? That before I ask you exactly what it is.
Well, I am a farmer's daughter, but that's but that's not how I ended up here. I suppose what has brought me into it is an interest in environmental issues and also with concern about soil health. So it's more from a scientific side of things that I've ended up here.
Did you, I suppose, farm cattle, or were you like vegetable farming? Is there is a big difference between the two, obviously.
Dairy farming.
Okay. And after this, fill in the blanks for me, you then decided I want to go and study music, or was it agriculture or agri-science?
Well, none of the above. In fact, I've had a very... I've changed path several times. I did marketing, so I did business management, and I worked in paint for a long time for Dulux. And then I moved to France many years ago. And for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been working as project manager for a European funded project on climate change. So I moved back, which is hence my concern with environmental issues, and I moved back to Ireland almost 2 years ago now, and started working with two other people on this new business on Soil Renew Ireland Limited, which promotes soil health.
Now we have a picture of who Mary is. The job, Mary, how on God's earth did you fall into this? Because, and to backtrack, some months ago I got couriered up 2 boxes. It happens every now and again. People send me on stuff to trial and you get to see what it's like, and it's all very good. It's all very good. And the 2 boxes came in and I was kind of going, what the flip do I do with these? Some months passed. I ended up speaking at Clare Garden Festival. That was about March, April, if I remember correctly. And whilst I was there, I bumped into 2 people who you work with. I assume they're those 2 people who you're referring to. Yes, I have the nod of approval on that. And they said to me, oh, we've rebranded. What happened, without referencing the old? Because I know the Sod Show had to rebrand at one point in time as well.
Well, what happened was Cheryl and Micheál, the two people you met, had the distributorship for these products under the name Bacteriosol and Bacteriolit, which aren't exactly names that roll off the tongue. And they had a suspicion that they needed to work on marketing. My background is in marketing. I met them through a series of coincidences, and they asked me to do a marketing plan for them, which I did. And at the end of that few months of work, they proposed a partnership to me. And because I believed in the product and because I could see how well it worked, I felt, yes, this is something I could work on and be happy with promoting. So part of the marketing plan that I proposed to them was to change the branding to names that were a little more indicative of what it actually does, and to change the way we promoted the product.
To be fair, the previous packaging looked a little bit kind of industrial, maybe. This is my opinion. And also the name, Bacteria something or other, isn't really something that I wanted to kind of read the back of whilst I was having, I don't know, I don't eat Pop-Tarts, but Pop-Tarts nonetheless, and a cup of coffee on a Sunday morning. I wasn't going to put it on the kitchen table mainly because of the name. It's a lot better now. And for those of you who haven't seen it, I'll put a photograph up on Sideshow.com or the Sideshow Facebook page, which is actually the Sideshow. Some delightful fella took Sideshow. We have everything else. We're at Sideshow on the Twitter if you've got any questions. So the first product is Moss Go Lawn Renew. It notes, improve your soil for a healthy moss-free lawn. 1 litre does 100 metres squared. We also have Soil Renew, and the Soil Renew box is a delightful bit of kit. Directions for use. It notes for vegetables, for flowers, for trees and hedges, for lawns, for indoor plants. Most people, to sidetrack Mary, would be better maybe in this day and age used to slow release fertilizers. How does this product work, number one, and number two, how does it work in comparison? Not to say one is better or not better than the other or to knock anything else, but how does it work, bearing in mind that I suppose it's like, because to be honest with you, for those of you listening, it's either a 10-10-20 type something or other, or a net nitrate, or I got a bag of fertilizer of your man who I know, or else you actually know your stuff and you go and you get the 3, 6 month or 12 month slow release along those lines.
Well, I suppose the first distinction with our product is that if you consider that a fertilizer feeds a plant, then this does not feed the plants. It improves the soil. It makes the soil more fertile so that the plant then gets what it needs from the soil. So, for a start. And the second thing, how it works is through, it's a combination of organic plant matter and a whole ecosystem of microorganisms that boosts the life in the soil. What makes soil fertile is the life that's in it. And chemical fertilizers have, over time, diminished the life in soil. And what we're doing is boosting in a very natural, organic way the life in the soil so that it can produce what the plant needs.
Okay, so for those of you listening at home, you might remember we had a separate conversation with the wonderful Tara from Celtic Gold Compost Company. They make compost and they use worm cast, and it's all very natural and eco. And I think there was a question answered that has just been answered again by Mary, which is essentially the use of chemicals and what it does and doesn't do. And it's kind of a QED scientific answer that Tara and also Mary has given. Explain to me, in short, if Mary McGinnity, she's my stereotypical house mom, must go into her garden centre, does she find it there?
Well, hopefully more and more. We've only just launched the product at Bloom this year, where we had a show garden on biodiversity. And since then, we have progressively got into different garden centres around the country. It's available certainly from Quick Crop online. So that's, I suppose, the easiest one for anybody who might like to get it quickly delivered to their home. But we are certainly getting into the various garden centres all around the country.
Very good. How much does it retail at, can I ask? Or approximately, as in a pint of stout, to use a non-specific name, might be between 4 and, depending where you go in Temple Bar, about 7.50.
Well, Soil Renew, for example, which would be maybe our principal product, is available in 1.5 and 10 kg packs. So the 1.5 kg would retail at about, say, between 12.50 and 14 euros, and that'll cover 30 square metres. And then the 10 kg bucket is retailing at 45, around 45 euros, and that covers about 250 to 300 square metres.
Okay, so 300 square metres is about, if you're out in your back garden, try and take 10 big paces one direction, and then about 30 paces the other direction. You'll find it very hard, unless you live on 2 or 3 acres, to get that actually in spaces, paces along those lines. And also of note, in the 30 square metres, which is again is 6 paces, let's say one direction, by about 5 paces, if you can picture that in your head. So if you're on the dart, it's probably about 3 seats back, and then about 3 seats across. Well, actually, that'll bring you across the railway tracks. So don't kind of do that. It's only a visual. You get what I'm saying? It's only a visual. Okay. And just to double underline, this is for soil, so it's for the planting. So it's for the planting bed. So if you had 30 square metres of beds, inverted commas, flowers, this would actually cover a lot.
Yes, it would. It's got a very good coverage rate, and actually it's a very small amount that you need to apply, and you put it on the surface of the soil. We would be advocates of a minimum dig approach to gardening, mainly because the life in the soil does a better job of improving the fertility and the drainage and the structure of the soil than man can ever do. So our philosophy is disturb them as little as possible, and also because there are living organisms in this product that will find their own level within the soil, and we just sprinkle it on top, so it's good for the lazy gardener too.
Okay, and again, just to give you a contrast, for those who are used to the yellow slow-release fertiliser bulbs, normally you take like a heap soup spoon, wow, nearly got that one tongue-twisted, and you'd scatter it maybe around the area of the root ball of the plant, and this one works entirely differently, and I say entirely differently. In the no dig or the little dig department, I think I'm correct in saying that our very own Jane Powers is an advocate of that, or at least she is in the book. Was it Living Garden? It was indeed. Brian, speaking of the Living Garden, you had your hedge cut some time ago. How is it looking, my man? Do you need some Soil Renew? Do you? If you don't, or you do, play us a song and we'll talk to you in part two of the show.
Oh, Peter, that hedge has come on in leaps and bounds. The weather we've been having, that kind of high temperatures all through September and into October, through October, really, and the amount of rain that we've had, high temperatures and rain, that hedge has really come on. But it does get a good short back and sides every now and again. Well, once a year, and it does it good. Sometimes I think he's overdone it, he's cut too much, but no, it's good for it. It's the crew cut of hedges that really does it once a year, keeps it going well. Now, song time, song of the week. People in podcast land, you don't get the song, so listen to us on 103.2 Dublin City FM, or go tune into this song on your favourite streaming, downloading, iTuning, Spotify thing. It's The Birds and Turn, Turn, Turn. That's The Birds and Turn, 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 with words from the Book of Ecclesiastes. Hope I pronounced that right. Always get it wrong. From the Bible. They're song was written by Pete Seeger, but The Birds were one of those bands that were able to turn a good song into a great song. They did it with Dylan songs, and they did it with a Seeger song, and an absolute, they made it their own. Turn, Turn, Turn. 103.2 Dublin City FM. Don't turn that dial anywhere. Stay right here. It's the Sod Show till 3:30. Great programmes all the way through the afternoon on Dublin City FM. Live drive coming up at 4 o'clock. We go back to Peter Donegan and we're talking soil renewal.
Mary, explain to me the history. Is there a history behind this product? What was it formerly? What's the main ingredient? How did somebody figure out that? And essentially, I'll be dead honest with you, it actually looks like wood chips that you put into a wood chip pellet boiler. That's what it looks like in my hand.
Well, I suppose the product was developed about 30 years ago by Marcel Mézy in the southwest of France as an alternative to chemical fertilisers for the agricultural industry. He could see that chemical fertilisers were, after decades of use, having a negative impact on the life in the soil, and he developed this as an alternative. It has now been used by thousands of French farmers with great success. One of the great things about it is that it has an ongoing long-term positive effect on the soil. Because you're introducing life into the soil, which will obviously reproduce, you are encouraging the life in the soil. So over the years, it's not like a plant food that has a once-off and that needs to be renewed regularly. This is a product that continues to have a positive impact on the soil. And so we're very pleased with the quality of crops that are coming through, as well as the quantity. The yields are high. We have done tests in Ireland since we've launched it in Ireland only about 2 years ago, and we're finding even better results than we're getting in France. So we're getting results in 9 months in Ireland that we would have gotten in a year in France. And we think that's possibly because Ireland has a more humid climate and so more waterlogged soils and a bigger problem with drainage. The tests are being done by an agronomist employed by Sobeck. We have had some soil profile testing done. In France, the tests have been done by various independent research organisations, and we're getting very positive results.
Can I ask, for the science heads among us, are, and I assume the results or the testings and the findings, etc., have kind of been made public?
Yes, they are, and they're available on the Sobeck website, so sobeck.com. Now, some of them are in French. There is an English version on the website, but not everything has been translated. So,
okay, so if you can pronounce the guy's name who invented it after a couple of pints, you're doing extremely well. I unfortunately can't do it with or without. I'll ask Mary to send me on the links to those tests. For those of you who like doing that kind of thing, and I know there's a few of you out there, you do, you ask us and you love it. You love trolling through all of that technical jargon. We'll put the links up for that on sodshow.com. Mary, what's the next step? Because there is the Moscow Lawn Renew. That's your second product. Your third product is?
It's Compost Renew. It breaks down. It's the active matter in it is very similar to Soil Renew, in that it is a whole ecosystem of microorganisms that break down organic matter, but it goes on compost heaps. It was developed in agriculture for any farmer that would have organic matter that he wants to break down for animal waste or whatever. And we have introduced it for the gardener as a, let's say, a compost activator. But it produces richer compost.
Why would anybody want to take money out of their arse pocket, buy a granule, I gather, to put it on their compost heap to help it break down? Is it that good of a product?
Well, first of all, it's not terribly expensive, it's about 15 euros for a product that will produce 2 cubic meters of compost. And so it's about 6 fills of a compost of your average compost bin, let's say, and it produces richer compost.
Just to put in context, when Mary said 2 cubic meters of compost with a cost of 15 quid from your garden waste, I paid some months back just over €70 for 1 cubic meter. So €70 for 1 cubic meter of inverted commas good soil. And believe me, it was very good soil. I have paid more than that. I've paid €85 for an absolutely super duper soil. I'll try and get that in another interview. I'll refer to it again. But 85 quid worth of, I mean, gold dust compost. Not compost, soil, you get what I'm saying. Yeah, I'd spend 15 quid on that, I suppose. Yeah, I would, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and there's also the sort of the advantage of feeling that you're converting waste into something that is actually useful for your own garden, and it's a gesture for the environment. I think it's all in all, it can save you money as well as doing something good for the environment.
Yeah, I won't get a better tagline than that. You should get a compost heap, Brian. Start recycling. Turn that waste into dollars. Start selling compost from your back garden. It'll cost you 15 quid a cubic metre. That's a 55 quid margin or markup. I'm not too sure. It's a Friday evening. I might just go and have myself a pint or a cup of tea. Mary, thank you so much for your time. It's been a wonderful pleasure. Great to talk to you. For those of you listening at home, all the links, details up on sodshow.com, at sodshow on Twitter, or facebook.com/thesodshow. I almost forgot it, didn't I? Mary, thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Many thanks, Peter. Many thanks to Mary Minnock of Soil Renew Ireland, soilrenewireland.ie. It's very interesting. I think it's 2 cubic metres for €15. Just a small correction there. But I could be miscorrecting the mistake. But I think I've got it right. It's 2 cubic metres it'll make for €15. Sounds too good to be true. Almost like magic. Check them out. soilrenewireland.ie. We also have news in from our good friends in Sonarta. And they have a course coming up. Learn the art of fruit tree pruning with Pat O'Mara, Orchard Manager of the Irish Seed Savers Association, irishseedsavers.ie. It's on Saturday 29th of November, 10 to 4pm at a cost of €60, including tea, coffee, scone and lunch, and then that's all in that wonderful little cafe they have in Sonarta in Laytown. If you want to book, check out sonarta.ie, sonairte.ie, or telephone 041 982 7572. The date to remember, the 29th of November. Learn the art of fruit tree pruning. 103.2 Dublin City FM. This has been The Sod Show with Peter Donegan, Brian Green, and our blog is put together and maintained by Katrina Redmond. It's at sodshow.com/news for all the newsy bits and pieces. The back catalogue, the last 3.5 years of radio shows, is available at sodshow.com, on Twitter at sodshow, and on Facebook, facebook.com/thesodshow. That's all the ways you need to get in touch with us. Too many ways to get in touch with us. Just email us, info@sodshow.com. There's another one. We'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, greensacks.ie. They do those compostable bags for home and garden, those wonderful, slender, slim, shiny, green, soft bags for your waste disposal. If you want to put something organic into the brown bin that's not going to be around in 500 years' time, greensacks.ie. Check them out there on the website. Check them out in the supermarket where you can drop them into your trolley. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Do check us out on the podcast during the week, and we'll talk to you then. Have a great week. Take care. Bye bye.